You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Thank you so much. It is, 7:36 at FM 99. Time for the ABBA. Here he is, the dancing queen, Rod Fitzwell.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's great to be here. Sports is brought to you by Bud's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electric. Hot weather's coming. Have you scheduled your maintenance call yet? If not, give Bud's a call. 890-2600. 890-2600. Or hit him up online at BudsUSA.com. That's BudsUSA.com. The Carolina Panthers trading quarterback Teddy Bridgewater yesterday to the Denver Broncos in exchange for nothing. They get a sixth-round draft pick, and the Panthers agree to pay the Broncos a whole lot of
shmoney.
That's right, $7 million. So this is a lose-lose for Carolina.
Shmoney.
They just wanted to get rid of the guy, and now he's gone. The New England Patriots.
I do not like the Patriots.
Well, who
does? How come?
They are cheaters.
Why are they cheaters? How did they cheat?
Because that's just how God made them.
Well, everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
They're really bad cheaters.
Yeah, there's a rumor from a very reliable source, a guy that I don't know, but it's a guy on the internet of some note, and he says that some guy told him that the Patriots are actually in trade talks right now with the 49ers to acquire Jimmy Garoppolo.
Really?
The quarterback they drafted years ago and then traded to the 49ers. Apparently, Bill Belichick wouldn't mind having
traded because Tom Brady wanted him out of there.
Yep. Yeah. So Jimmy G might be back on Bill Belichick's back up there.
That'd be interesting.
You know, I would assume he'd just come in as a starter. Cam Newton would then be the backup, right? Cam Newton had a really crappy year last year.
Do you at least let Cam try and start the year?
You might, because they didn't have any. They didn't have any offensive line help last year. Maybe if they get some offensive line help, I don't know. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones had an interesting comment. He said he's willing to listen. That's good, because normally he makes all the decisions.
Yeah, he does.
He's open to listening to suggestions now. So that's good night. The good news. Yeah, that's what Dak Prescott said. Well, he has one suggestion. Defense. Antonio Brown, AB. I got a whole lot of money. 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 Well, he has less money. He just settled a sexual assault case that was pending against him. He paid some money and shamani, and now he's out of that. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went ahead and re-signed him.
Okay.
So he's going to be with the Buccaneers again. Sure. Mike Tyson says that he is in negotiations to fight in September, another exhibition, with Lennox Lewis.
Wow.
Yes, Lennox Lewis.
Wow, yeah.
Lennox Lewis is one of those guys that doesn't get the props that he deserves. Because he was phenomenal. He was great. And when you talk about the great heavyweights, you never hear Lennox Lewis's name pop in there. But look him up on the Wikipedia and learn something today. How about that?
Okay, how about that?
In the NBA, it was a good night for the 76ers. I don't love them. I don't hate them. I kind of like them. They they destroyed the Atlanta Hawks last night, beat them by 42, and with that they qualify for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Utah Jazz, they won by 49. 154-105 over the Sacramento Kings.
That'll leave a welt.
You're damn right it will. The Jazz already in the playoffs boast the best record in the NBA, 45-17 so far in the regular season. Another team to qualify last night, the Phoenix Suns. They beat the Clippers 109-101. The Suns, they are back in the playoffs first time in 10 years, so good for them. 11 years, actually. The Knicks, they're going to be headed to the playoffs at some point here. They'll punch their ticket. But last night, they beat the Bulls at home. They've won 10 of 11. The Wizards keep their playoff hopes alive as they beat the Lakers in Washington. And that's not a good loss for the Lakers. The Celtics topped the Hornets. The Heat victorious. They beat the Spurs. The Nuggets topped the Pelicans. They are edging closer, too. They are another great team in the NBA. And the Trailblazers beat the Grizzlies. In Major League Baseball action, the Phillies. The Phillies beat the Cardinals 5-2 in a game in which Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper was hit in the face with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And before I play this, I warn you, it's going to sound bad, but it actually is not going to turn out as bad as you think.
But everybody's okay.
Everyone's okay. Here's what it sounded like.
Finished that rookie year with a 270. Oh, man. Yeah. Hit him right in the face.
That was the face getting hit. He was taken to the hospital, checked out. He was said to be okay. He posted an Instagram video himself saying everything came back good. The face is still there. I'll see you soon. Now, after Harper was hit, the guy who was pitching for the Cardinals, Hennessy Cabrera, right after he hit Bryce Harper. He then drilled Didi Gregorius.
Oh, and he hits Didi Gregorius now, and Didi goes down.
I think he threw three more pitches after that, and they took him out of the game.
Good.
Afterwards, he was very apologetic, claims he didn't mean to hit either of those guys. Had control issues. He's very, very sorry. And finally, the Nationals beat the Cardinals. And thank you. There's more ABBA there. The Yankees shut out the Orioles 7-0. The Red Sox 1-0 over the Mets. And the Braves 10-0 over the Cubs. Here's your fun fact.
Okay.
You know, when you think of Pirates, you know, we already found out that we don't know if any of them really wore a patch all the time, right?
Right. They all
did. Yeah, that some of them would wear it to adjust their eye when they'd go down below because they're,
dark.
So they'd have one eye that works.
Keep one eye for the dark, so just flip it over. The telescope and all that,
Well, there's a pirate museum in St. Augustine, Florida that displays not only one of the two authentic Jolly Roger flags known in existence from pirate ships, but it also has the only treasure chest that actually is believed to have belonged to a pirate.
Oh, buried
one.
Treasure?
Yeah. One.
Wow.
Well, there's no other record of...
The problem is you bury them and you forget where they are.
Yeah, you think so, but...
Man.
But the only one in existence that they believe belonged to a pirate. They don't necessarily believe there were
And where's this at?
St. Augustine.
Oh, St. Augustine, yeah. All right.